Greetings, this is Dan White with the media book, The End Time Church, From the Cathedrals to the Catacombs, Chapter 23, Who is the Rabbi? When Christ lived and taught in the Holy Land, there were many rabbis there. Or were there? The Holy Land was full of rabbis or little religious rulers, but in the New Testament, none of those rabbis are called rabbis by the followers of the rabbi. John's disciples may have called him rabbi. John 3, there arose therefore a questioning on the part of John's disciples with some Jews about purification. They came to John and said to him, Rabbi, he who was with you beyond the Jordan, everyone is coming to him. Now, note that these are John's disciples calling him rabbi, if that was the case, and not Christ's disciples. The word rabbi can mean master, and one version of that verse applies the title not to John, but to Christ. John Gill's commentary on John 3:26 said to him, Rabbi, or Master, or our Master, as the Syriac and Persic versions read, which was a title of great respect and reverence and much in use in those times. The Arabic verse thus joins this word to the following clause and applies it to Christ, rendering it thus, the Master that was with you beyond Jordan, end quote. So if that would be the case, the passage would then read, they came to John and said to him, the Rabbi that was with you beyond the Jordan. Regardless, John took great pains to distinguish Christ from himself. Going on in John 3, John answered, a man can receive nothing unless it's been given to him from heaven. You yourselves testify that I said, I am not the Christ or Messiah, but I have been sent before him. He who has the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom who stands and hears him rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy, therefore, is made full. He must increase, but I must decrease. He who comes from above is above all. He who is from the earth belongs to the earth and speaks of the earth. He who comes from heaven is above all. What he has seen and heard, of that he testifies. And no one receives his witness. He who has received his witness has set his seal to this, that God is true. For he whom God has sent speaks the words of God, for God gives a spirit without measure. The Father loves the Son and has given all things into his hand. One who believes in the Son has eternal life, but one who disobeys the Son won't see life, but the wrath of God remains on him. End quote. So John there took great pains to distinguish Christ from himself. Christ was to increase and John was to decrease, and in no way did John consider that they were both rabbis on the same level. There was only one master and teacher. One of those who had followed John called Christ rabbi. John 1, again the next day John was standing with two of his disciples, and he looked at Yeshua as he walked and said, Behold, the Lamb of God. The two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Yeshua. Yeshua turned and saw them following and said to them, What are you looking for? And they said to him, Rabbi, which is to say, being interpreted, teacher, where are you staying? He said to them, Come and see. They came and saw where he was staying, and they stayed with him that day. It was about the 10th hour. One of the two who heard John and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his own brother Simon and said to him, We have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted, Christ. He brought him to Yeshua. Yeshua looked at him and said, You are Simon, the son of Jonah. You shall be called Kephas, which is by interpretation Peter. On the next day he was determined to go out into Galilee, and he found Philip. Yeshua said to him, Follow me. Philip was from Bethsaida, of the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, We have found him, of whom Moses and the law and the prophets wrote, Yeshua of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. Nathanael said to him, Can any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip said to him, Come and see. Yeshua saw Nathanael coming to him and said about him, Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no deceit. Nathanael said to him, How do you know me? Yeshua answered him, Before Philip called you, When you were under the fig tree, I saw you. Nathanael answered him, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are King of Israel. End quote. Nathanael used a title trifecta there. He called Yeshua Rabbi, Son of God, and King of Israel. All three of those titles apply to that one being. Judas called Yeshua Rabbi, even as he was betraying him. Matthew 26, when evening had come, Christ was reclining at the table with the 12 disciples. As they were eating, he said, Most certainly I tell you that one of you will betray me. They were exceeding sorrowful, and each began to ask him, It isn't me, is it, Lord? He answered and said, He who dipped his hand with me in the dish, the same will betray me. The Son of Man goes even as it is written of him, but woe to that man through whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would be better for that man if he had not been born. Judas, who betrayed him, answered, It isn't me, is it, Rabbi? He said to him, You said it. And in Matthew 26, farther down in verse 48, Now he who betrayed him gave them a sign, saying, Whoever I kiss, he's the one. Seize him. Immediately he came to Yeshua and said, Hail, Rabbi, and kissed him. And in Mark 14, the same thing. Now he who betrayed him had given them a sign, saying, Whomever I will kiss, that is, he seize him and lead him away safely. When he had come, immediately he came to him and said, Rabbi, Rabbi, and kissed him. Rabbi is a title of exaltation, and the double title, Rabbi, Rabbi, was a sign of super exaltation, but it's too bad Judas didn't mean it. Mary Magdalene referred to Christ with a title related to Rabbi. John 20, Mary was standing outside at the tomb weeping. So as she wept, she stooped and looked into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting, one at the head, one at the feet, where the body of Yeshua had lain. They asked her, Woman, why are you weeping? She said to them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I don't know where they have laid him. When she had said this, she turned around and saw Yeshua standing, and didn't know that it was Yeshua. Yeshua said to her, Woman, why are you weeping? Who are you looking for? She, supposing him to be the gardener, said to him, Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away. Yeshua said to her, Mary. She turned and said to him, Rabboni, which is to say, teacher. End quote. And a vocally enabled, but visually disabled blind man use that same title as Mary for the Master. Mark 10, they came to Jericho as Christ went out from Jericho with his disciples, and a great multitude, the son of Timaeus, Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the road. When he heard that it was Yeshua the Nazarene, he began to cry out and said, Yeshua, you son of David, have mercy on me. Many rebuked him that he should be quiet, but he cried out much more, You son of David, have mercy on me. Yeshua stood still and said, Call him. They called the blind man, saying to him, Cheer up, get up, he is calling you. He, casting away his cloak, sprang up and came to Yeshua. Yeshua asked him, What do you want me to do for you? The blind man said to him, Rabboni, that I may see again. Yeshua said, Go your way, your faith has made you well. Immediately he received his sight and followed Yeshua on the way. End quote. Christ's disciples regularly referred to him as Rabbi. Mark 9, verse 5, Peter answered Yeshua, Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three tents for you, for Moses, and for Elijah. Mark 11, 21, Peter, remembering, said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered away. John 4, 31, In the meanwhile, the disciples urged him, saying, Rabbi, eat. John 6, 25, When they found him on the other side of the sea, they asked him, Rabbi, when did you come here? John 9, 2, His disciples asked him, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? John 11, 8, The disciples told him, Rabbi, The Jews were just trying to stone you, and are you going there again? So all those examples, the disciples referred to Christ as Rabbi, and never anyone else. A Pharisee Rabbi referred to Christ as Rabbi. John 3, now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to him by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Yeshua answered him, most certainly I tell you, unless one is born anew, he can't see God's kingdom. Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Yeshua answered, most certainly I tell you, unless one is born of water and spirit, he can't enter into God's kingdom. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Don't marvel that I said to you, you must be born anew. The wind blows where it wants to, and you hear its sound, but don't know where it comes from and where it's going. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered him, how can these things be? Yeshua answered him, are you the teacher of Israel and don't understand these things? Most certainly I tell you, we speak that which we know and testify of that which we have seen, and you don't receive our witness. If I tell you earthly things and you don't believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things? End quote. Now this Nicodemus was one of the most learned men in Jerusalem. Matthew Henry on John 3:10 says, Nicodemus was a ruler of the Jews, a member of the great Sanhedrin, a senator, a privy counselor, a man of authority in Jerusalem, end quote. But Nicodemus lacked elementary spiritual understanding. The rabbi position was based on learning and knowledge, which did not at all equal wisdom and understanding. Modern academics have the same fatal failing. Well, Christ went on to rebuke that rabbi and the other rabbis. Again, repeating verses 11 and 12 and then going on, most certainly I tell you, we speak that which we know and testify of that which we have seen, and you don't receive our witness. If I told you earthly things and you don't believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven but he who descended out of heaven, the Son of Man who is in heaven. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God didn't send his Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world should be saved through him. He who believes in him is not judged. He who doesn't believe has already been judged, because he has not believed in the name of the one and only Son of God. This is the judgment, that the light is come into the world, and men love the darkness rather than the light, for their works were evil. For everyone who does evil hates the light and doesn't come to the light, lest his works would be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his works may be revealed, that they have been done in God. End quote. Now some take Nicodemus to be a good rabbi, but notice specifically what Christ said to him. Quote, you don't receive our witness. Quote, if I told you earthly things and you don't believe. Quote, everyone who does evil hates the light and doesn't come to the light. End quote. You notice that Nicodemus did not visit Christ in the light of day, but in the dark of night. When Christ said that men love the darkness rather than the light, he was referring to all those rabbis more than anyone else. Nicodemus later stood up for Christ. John 7, verse 40, many of the multitude, therefore, when they heard these words, said, this is truly the prophet. Others said, this is the Christ. But some said, what? Does the Messiah come out of Galilee? Hasn't the scripture said that the Christ comes of the offspring of David and from Bethlehem, the village where David was? So there arose a division in the multitude because of him. Some of them would have arrested him, but no one laid hands on him. The officers therefore came to the chief priests and Pharisees, and they said to them, "Why didn't you bring him?" The officer said, "No man ever spoke like this man." The Pharisees therefore answered them, "You aren't also led astray, are you? Have any of the rulers believed in him, or of the Pharisees? But this multitude that doesn't know the law is accursed." Nicodemus, he who came to him by night, being one of them, said to them, "Does our law judge a man unless it first hears from him personally and knows what he does?" They answered him, "Are you also from Galilee? Search and see that no prophet has arisen out of Galilee." End quote. But there is no indication that the Rabbi Nicodemus gave up his life and his title for the one that he called rabbi. The rabbis were thought to be godly because they studied the Word of God, but when they met God in the flesh, the light that came into the world, they were in the dark. This was a battle of rabbis. In the New Testament, Christ's followers used the title rabbi only for him and for no one else. And Yeshua flatly stated, "Don't you be called rabbi." And none of them were. How clear and decisive that is. Christ told them not to be called rabbi. None of them were. Peter, the apostle who walked on water and then sank. John, the beloved bosom buddy of the Messiah, and Paul, the student of Gamaliel. None of them were called Christian or messianic rabbis. Who then wants to be above Peter, John, and Paul and make himself equal with Christ by being called rabbi? When Christ lived and taught in the Holy Land, there were many rabbis there. Or were there? No. There was only one. This one who was born King of the Jews is also the religious rabbi. Just as there should be no other puffed up political kings between Christ and his people, so there should be no puffed up religious kings between Christ and his people. Christ's disciples never called anyone else rabbi, and they often called him rabbi. Yeshua is the one and only rabbi.